Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 9th, One Take Wednesday. We're in Daniel's story today in chapter 6, the story of the lion's den. Then we'll move over to Mark chapter 1, where we'll quickly be going through the life and ministry of Jesus. And then Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 12 today, which will remind us to pray for wisdom. First, let's go to our memory passage, John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." We're picking up in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, and this is after some of the sneaky satraps and rulers of the kingdom have tried to trap Daniel by making or asking the king to make this decree that no one can pray to anyone else but to him for 30 days. They know that they can't get Daniel in any other way because he is virtuous and he always does things according to God's plan. And so this is their way of trying to trap Daniel because they're extremely jealous of him. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. "Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except to you, your majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den?" The king answered, "The decree stands in accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed." Then they said to the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day." When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, "Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed." So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating, without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. One thing that stuck out to me in this passage was what Daniel was praying for. It says he got down three times a day on his knees and he gave thanks to God. And also, if you look down one more verse, it said he prayed asking God for help. And so as we end the podcast today, I'm going to pray a prayer for help for many different people in different situations, professions, in life. Let's move on over to Mark's gospel. We're in Mark chapter 1, starting in verse 29, and we'll go to verse 45. In this passage, Jesus heals many people, including Simon's mother-in-law. Then he steals away to a solitary place to pray. And then we end the chapter with Jesus healing a man with leprosy. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. In this passage, the man with leprosy begs Jesus to heal him. And interestingly, Mark recalls that Jesus is indignant. Now, he's not mad at the man. He is indignant with, I think, the situation of life, that because of the fall, death and disease have entered the world, and this man is dealing with a physical representation of the spiritual reality that is in many of our hearts, a sort of leprosy that is starting in little ways and then just taking over our bodies. And so Jesus is mad because of the effects of sin on the world. And he touches the man in willingness to obey the Father's will. This man hardly even knows that Jesus will go all the way in willingness to the cross. But here he cleanses the man as a foretaste of what is to come, that Jesus will die on the cross for all of us. to cleanse each of us from the leprosy of sin. All right, let's move on over to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 12. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As promised, I'm going to pray for us to have wisdom and help. And I'm going to begin with a diary of the private prayer, from the 22nd day in the evening. And then I'm going to pray Dr. Hull's blessing over us that God might secure us with his wisdom and help. O Lord, we remember before you today those whose work is mainly physical and those whose work is mainly intellectual, those working in the cities or on the land, those who go out to work and those who keep the home, employers and employees, those who give orders and those who obey, those whose work is dangerous, those whose work is monotonous or demeaning, those who work against their will for little or no pay, those who can find no work to do, those whose work is the service of the poor or the healing of the sick or the proclamation of the gospel of Christ at home and overseas. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up all your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.